Thanks very much, Provost Chancellor, and thank you, Steve, for making the journey here to Belfast this evening. I know you have a busy schedule, and thank you everybody else for coming along tonight and for Queen's hosting the event. And just to start, I do have to leave after because of two other events engaging over 500 young people in the city involved in dance and drama as part of a Teenage Kicks initiative in the city, and also young enterprise students as well who are being hosted in City Hall. So unfortunately I do have to leave, but we do have Nigel Grimshaw from our City and Neighbourhood Services, who's the director, and Nicola Lane, they didn't expect me to name them, from our Shared City Partnership, who are here, and I will be engaging with those after this today. I would like to get involved more in terms of what the Institute's doing. As someone who grew up in the market area and inner city working class community in Belfast, that was designed with military input in terms of containment as we were in the midst of a conflict, as an area that is an interface area previously with our neighbouring community of Donegal Pass. As a person who has dealt with issues of contentious flags and emblems, bonfires, parades, all the nice issues, I am acutely aware of what we need to do in terms of building and sustaining the peace. And as someone who was 14 in the ceasefires and coming 18 in the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, I would be keen to work with yourselves in the time ahead and what I can do as my role of mayor in Belfast in order to build that, particularly engage with our young people and really build relationships in the city to ferment the peace that we have got and ensure that we don't take it for granted. But I do want to give a warm welcome to Steve, who has taken time out and who is launching the Global Index here. And I think it is really good and it's timely that you are doing it. So I do want to thank you for it. I know it is a short visit to Belfast, but hopefully you've got to feel a sense of the city and you would be more than welcome to return for a future visit. And I know some people may find it difficult probably to equate her technology entrepreneur displays an understanding of the interconnection between business, peace and economics, and how peace benefits countries economically. But I suppose us in Belfast, we do appreciate the task of peace building is essential in terms of the city's long-term growth, and it's one of the issues the council are looking at the moment. And we are aware that a society which is stable and cohesive and diverse drives us towards a more sustainable and prosperous city and economy. And it's one of the key issues that we're looking at the minute when we're looking at city deals and also our Belfast agenda. There is clearly a connection between peace and prosperity, between peace and optimism, and between peace and a better future for all of our citizens. The people of Belfast and the people indeed in the north know intimately the connection between peace and progress on so many different fronts, and especially in terms of inward investment, job creation, community and personal prosperity. We know how difficult it is to establish peace in Ireland, a peace that was based on justice and inclusion of people, and particularly those who bore the brunt of the conflict. And again, I spoke particularly those working class communities. And it is no mistake that where the peace walls are, the divisions within our society and our city are located in the most socially deprived communities. So there is a direct link there. And it's something as a society and as a city that we need to deal with and to challenge. And peace in society based on equality, for me, are essential ingredients for a successful economy. And it's one of the key aspirations and aims that I have for my year in office, not only in terms of building Belfast, building the peace, but ensuring that we're lifting all of our citizens and that people are included in the growth that we see as a city, and that we are basing that on equality and rights. And I suppose there is a role for business people, elected bodies, the council and government departments to operate and plan the economy based on the given local circumstances. Just like the peace process, the economic process must tackle economic disadvantage, economic discrimination, not least the issue of the gender pay gap, as well as tackle inequality between the well-off and the less well-off. Belfast City Council is committed to the peace process, and we're committed to tackling economic inequality. And we recently launched our community plan for the city, which is the Belfast agenda, and that sets out the vision of where we want to take the city along with our partners, Queen's University included, and what we want to do for the city in the time ahead. And part of that plan is around where everyone benefits from the thriving and prosperous economy, where people feel safe and welcome, and where they feel that they're being treated fair and in an equitable way, and where there is inclusion for all to participate in the city life. We want a vibrant and attractive and connected city, and connectivity is one of the main themes, not just physically, but also digital connectivity, for example, as well. And then it's how we connect as a city with our global community also. And also environmental sustainability, and it's one of the big challenges that not only we face, but the globe as a whole, and it's one of the issues that we need to deal with. We also want everyone to experience good health and well-being, and it's some of the issues around suicide, around mental health challenges that we need to deal with, and again, dealing with those health inequalities in a positive way, and where everyone feels the potential. And I suppose that's the important thing when you're looking at peace building and the peace dividend, and that's where economic inclusion has to be key, where those communities that bore the brunt of the conflict feel that their lives and the society is changing for them. These are ambitious outcomes as a council and also with our partners, and we have set five priorities under the Belfast agenda of growing the economy, living here, city development, and working and learning. Some of this work is channeled through our Shared City Partnership, and Nicola Lane oversees the Shared City Partnership, and that is made up of elected representatives and also citizen-focused, and they have a plan of developing the Good Relations Plan for the city. This also involves overseeing the District Council Good Relations Action Plan, which is funded through the Executive Office, and the rollout of the Peace 4 Action Plan and Programme, which is through the special EU bodies of European funding. The partnership is comprised of members from each of the main political parties in council, statutory agencies, community and voluntary sector, faith-based organisations, the local business community, and trade unions. Through the Peace 5 Action Plan, a sum of £8.79 million has been allocated to Belfast, and the programme is targeted around children and young people, shared civic spaces, and indeed we're focusing a lot of this work in the west of the city along the Springfield Road, which is a peace wall. It's the longest peace wall in the city as well, dividing the Shankill area and also the Springfield Road into the Falls Road area. And there's a lot of work being done in terms of creating the physical connections, but also looking at economic inequalities and looking at job creation and investment into those communities. The District Council Good Relations Plan also supports programmes around cultural expression, creating safe communities and shared spaces. Peace examined through the economic lens presents us with a much broader view and presents opportunities to look at ways in which we can use the mediums such as job creation, development of skills, new technologies to benefit all of our citizens. We're currently drawing up a city deal for Belfast and the five surrounding council areas, and this will hopefully see a 10-year investment to improve infrastructure, digital connectivity, tourism assets and innovation hubs. And we're also going to align this with the skills programme, so when the investment comes in, that we're aligning skills and directing those skills as well to our most socially deprived communities. The aim of the deal ultimately is to create more and better jobs across all of our growth sectors. I am aware that the Global Peace Index has launched in New York and The Hague, and the Council was delighted to partner with the William J. Clinton Leadership Institute and the Senator George Mitchell Institute for Global Peace, Security and Justice at Queen's University. And we are happy that we're playing our part in the facilitating of this launch tonight. Again, Steve, I just want to say thank you for the time that you've taken out to come here. We as a council appreciate it, and I know those in the room appreciate the time that you've taken out as well. And we do look forward to working with you in the future. I know that your organisation, the Institute for Economics and Peace, defines a positive peace as the attitudes, institutions and structures that create and sustain a peaceful society. And we believe that our council, along with Queen's University and other partners, are key institutions in the realisation of a positive peace. I do just want to leave it just by saying thanks to everyone again. Partnership and building the relationships is key in terms of sustaining peace. It's ensuring that we are lifting everyone within the city and within the country as a whole up, and that no one feels left behind, and that an economic prosperity is key. to build in a more sustained peace as well. So I do look forward to future engagements with the university, with yourself, Steve, when you return to Belfast. So hopefully we can get an invite sorted. And it's just to thank everyone else for coming along. Thank you.